pictures were no good, I tell you. I paid $26 for them. $26. And they don't even look like me. Hello? Hello?
Hello, sucker.
Station WMAQ presents Hello, Sucker, in cooperation with the Better Business Bureau of Chicago to help you recognize some of the schemes and rackets now making the rounds in Chicago. Business people are honest and fair with the public, almost 100%. But there is a small minority which preys on the unsuspecting public through petty schemes and rackets. And although these rackets are continually exposed and their perpetrators prosecuted, many continue year after year with new ones being concocted and old ones revived with a new slant. Don't let the expression, "Hello, sucker," refer to you. Protect yourself. Listen to Chapter 6, Portrait of a Sucker, on Hello, Sucker.
My name's Ralph Sellers. I run a neighborhood restaurant, a nice, respectable place, you understand. No rough stuff, any funny business. Not in my place. I like to have my friends drop in when they feel like it, for a sociable evening. And what I could tell you about the little chiseling photography rackets in this town. Boy, I got a liberal education in that line, I'm telling you, owing to an experience I had that I'd just soon forget. It started off like this. You see, I got a nice hall in the back of my building that I often rent out to customers for wedding parties and such. And last year, I decided to go all out and throw an honest-to-goodness real McCoy fancy costume party myself. And the night it came off, I stood at the door of my place greeting the customers as they came in. Well, 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 if it isn't old man Neptune and a mermaid arriving.
Evening, Ralph.
Hello, Mr. Sellers.
Well, come on in, Mr. and Mrs. It is Ed Boutique on a roll of fishtail, isn't it?
I told you we couldn't fool him, Edna. This mermaid is Edna, Ralph.
Mr. Sellers, I think this party's the most wonderful
idea. Well, you look magnificent, the both of you.
Thank you.
Aren't we grand? We spent $10 on these costumes.
Why, it's simply magnificent. Gosh, sure a lot of elegant folks walking through the doors of a little old Blue Moon restaurant tonight.
Yeah, and I'll bet all the wives are getting just as big a kick out of dressing up fancy as Edna is. I gotta hand it to you, Ralph.
Hey, here, I take it.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, I just know this party's gonna be one we're gonna remember, Mr. Sellers.
I sure hope so, Mrs. Boutine. And now, let's see, you're at table number...
We're sharing a table without a Clance and his missus.
Oh, sure. Table number 14. The Clances aren't here yet, though. But come right along with me, folks. Right through the dining room into the ballroom.
Oh, listen to him, Edna. Ballroom yet. Blue Moon Hall, a ballroom.
Oh, I think it's nice. Is Mrs. Sellers here?
Pretty soon. She's coming with her sister and her brother-in-law.
Hi. I came in from the country for this.
Yeah.
You really did some promoting, Ralph.
Well, here's table number 14, folks. Now, which way would you rather face, Mrs. Boutine?
Looks like you got your choice.
This one, please.
All right.
Oh, my. Is that a flashbulb? Oh, Mr. Sellers, you got a photographer here and everything.
Hey, just like those swanky nightclubs, Ralph.
You think of everything. Well, I want all my friends to have a good time at the Blue Moon tonight. Of course, these pictures won't have those fancy nightclub price tags on them.
How much?
Well, this photographer fellow came around offered them for 35 cents a print.
Hey, not bad.
Oh, mm. Ed, wouldn't it be nice to have a picture of us in our costumes for our album? Hmm. And maybe Mother'd like to have one, too.
Well, that's kind of what I thought, Miss Boutine. Maybe my friends would like some little mementos of the party tonight. So they can remember how they looked that night when they got themselves up so elegant.
Well, don't you think we ought to wait till the Clances get here, Edna?
Well,
Ed, you do whatever you like about that, folks. Now, whenever you want a photographer, just have him come on over to the table.
Well, is he going to develop those pictures right here tonight?
No. He's just shooting them tonight. Have him shoot as many as you want. See, he's going to bring all the proofs into me in a week or two, and then I'll take your order after you've seen the proof.
Oh, now, isn't that nice, Ed? We'll only have to take the ones we want.
That's right, Miss Boutine. You pay me for however many pictures you want, and then I just send your order to the photographer, see?
Yeah, that's your service, Ralph.
Oh, thanks, Ed. Well, you folks enjoy yourselves now. I'll send a waiter right over for your order, and if you'll excuse me, I'll get back to the door. My wife ought to be getting here any minute now.
And when I got back into the hall, sure enough, there's Sue already waiting for me.
Oh, there you are, Ralph. Elva and Clem and I were just wondering what happened to you.
Well, I've seen some customers at their table and telling them about the photographer.
Oh, hello, Elva and Clem.
Hello, Ralph.
You mean you've got one of those candid photographers here tonight, Ralph?
Oh, he isn't a candid cameraman,
well,
Clem.
Well, I sure hope he don't suck nobody in like I got sucked in last time I came to Chicago. He could ruin a good party.
Oh, Clem, you never going to get over that 50 cents.
I don't care if it was only 50 cents. It's the principle of the thing, Elvie. We came into the city one time last summer to a ball game.
Well, Clem, you never told us you were here.
It was when the White Sox were in the middle of that winning streak.
Oh, yeah.
Had some neighbors with us, and we were making kind of an occasion of it. Well, one of those candid cameramen snapped a picture of us as we were going into the ballpark.
Well, I didn't know there were any more of those guys around.
There sure were at the ballpark that day.
Hmm.
And before I hardly realized he took our picture, up each step and handed me a little envelope with some printing on it. The printing says, send it to the studio with 50 cents inside and they'll mail us the picture they snapped.
Oh, you mean you really sent it in? Oh, Clem. I thought everybody knew what a jip those street photographers
are. Oh, we just sent it in for a kind of a gag. You know, curiosity. I wouldn't have minded so much if we'd never heard from him again, but what do you think we get back in the mail?
Some terrible pictures, probably.
Pictures, my eye. A little printed card that says the pictures didn't turn out well. And this card is a credit card.
A credit card?
It says, and when you see one of our photographers on the street, just hand him this card. He will be glad to snap your picture free of charge.
Oh, boy, that's a new one, Clem.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, do I have to come 100 miles to Chicago from where I live, travel up and down the streets to find one of those cameramen and get my 50 cents worth of picture? Right.
Oh, Clem, I've heard enough about that silly sidewalk,
oh,
man.
Why don't we go on into the party, Ralph? Elvin, Clem drove a long way for this. It's an occasion.
Credit card.
Sure. I'll take you in, but I have to come back and watch the door for a while. A few people aren't here yet, but come on.
I've been jipped just one time too many on those chiseling little picture rackets.
Clem, not now. We come to Chicago to enjoy ourselves at this party.
All right, Elvie. Well, just you wait till this party's over. I'm going to give Sue and Ralph an earful.
Well, luckily, the sour note from my brother-in-law, Clem, didn't ruin the party that night. As far as Sue and I could tell, everybody had a wonderful time, wives and all. Was I pleased to have that photographer on hand. You know, 75 customers, all dressed up, fit to kill, could keep a camera clicking and flash bulbs popping for the better part of an evening. It was real late by the time we all got home to my front door.
Ooh. Oh, Elf, honey, it was a big success. Now I'm sleepy.
Me too. And we have to start back to the farm early.
Yeah, I think the folks had a real good time. That photographer taking pictures was sure a swell idea, Sue. You know, he must have taken pictures of everybody there.
All I gotta say is I hope you don't get gypped on the whole deal.
Oh, now, Clem, let's not get started on that again. Come on to bed.
No, sir. I've been keeping my mouth shut all evening about this, and I told Ralph I was going to give him an earful.
Yeah, but how could I get gypped, Clem? I only collect the money for the pictures and pay the cameraman with it.
Look here, Ralph. What I want to know about, if that photographer wants to gyp you, he'll figure out some way.
Clem, you just got it in for all photographers. Just because one little sidewalk operator took you for 50 cents.
Oh, no. Now, Elvie and I got took on a lot fancier deal than that.
Oh, all right, Clem. You might as well tell them. It was plenty fancy, all right.
Well, this here deal was in air view to the farm.
Oh?
A slick-talking guy, one of those city guys, comes around to see us one day, and he gives us a big sale.
Last few days, we've been flying over this neighborhood, Mr. Allen. We couldn't help noticing what an outstanding, well-kept farm yours is.
Oh, I don't know. Elvie and I keep ourselves pretty busy with it, of course.
Well, your effort certainly shows, Mr. Allen, from the air especially. Now, I'd like to interest you and Mrs. Allen in some aerial photos of this beautiful place.
Pictures from the air? What in the world for?
Well, I was just coming to that, Mrs. Allen. Newest thing, you know. Shows what progressive people you are. Now, a large color picture of your farm would be mighty nice to have on view in your living room. I'll show you one. Here. Now, see this nice gold frame and the beautiful shadings of color in that picture? Hmm?
Oh, say, that is pretty, but
what size is that?
Well, this is the 11 by 14 size and a real buy.
How much?
Oh, a real buy at only $60. Just the thing to show in your living room.
$60?
Show that off in the living room? The whole county would think we were crazy.
I always suggest that just to try folks out. I should have known better. I didn't really think you'd be interested in one of these. You aren't the kind of folks that go in for show.
Well, I should say not.
No, I could tell just looking around that you're practical, solid citizens who wouldn't go for something like that. However, I do have some other items for practical, solid people like yourself. Now, for instance, some nice Christmas cards showing a picture of your farm in color. Now, here. You see? Like these. Now, take a look at these, Mrs. Allen.
Mm. Mm. They are kind of pretty. Look, Clem. Aren't they, Clem?
Well, they're good looking. How'd we know our place would look like that, though?
Oh, I forgot. I have something to show you. While our photographer was up the other day, he took the liberty of making a sample photo of your place.
Of our place? From the air?
Uh-huh. Now, just to give you an idea, of course. Here. Here it is.
Well, look, Clem. It's the pig pen.
Darned if it isn't. Hey, what do you know? The pig pen. Say.
Of course, that'll only give you a rough idea. Very rough.
Well, I can't see sending out Christmas cards with a picture of our pig pen. Anyway, that's not in color.
Well, no, but of course we'd get a better view than that, Mr. Allen, naturally.
No, I don't think so, mister.
Well, then, have you ever thought about having an air photo of your farm on your letterhead? Now, a nice letterhead in color, of course. Here, let me show you a sample here. There. See? Now, isn't that attractive, Mrs. Allen?
Mmm, real pretty. You like it, Clem?
It is kind of neat at that.
Now, suppose you had pictures of your own farm up there at the top. We'd make another shot, of course, and dress it up with some ornamental printing. The name of your place. I say, that'd finish it off nicely. Stationery like this, you know, makes a good impression on the people you have correspondence with. Shows how up-to-date you are.
You mean this place of ours would show up like this? Huh. Print it up on paper?
Maybe even better than this, Mr. Allen. You have quite a lot of correspondence, I imagine. Most people in the farming business do. Now, if you'd like to give them an order for some color photos, I'll make you a very good price. We'll have them delivered in 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, Clem, color pictures of the farm on letterhead sound all right to me. Gotta let people know you're in business, you know. I think that'd make up into real handsome stationery.
Who said it wouldn't? That's not what got my goat. We paid the guy a deposit, $17.50, half of what the pictures were supposed to cost. He left that black and white sample, said he'd be back.
And?
We've never seen hide nor hair of him since. All we got for our $17.50 is a measly old air view of our pig pen.
All right, so maybe $17.50 isn't a fortune. I guess Elvie and I are going broke on account of that. It's just that it makes you so doggone mad playing sucker for one of those slickers.
You know, it never even occurred to me that I might be in training to be a sucker myself. About a week after the party, the photographer fella brought a real nice batch of proofs around the Blue Moon where my customers could look at them and leave the money for their orders with me. And in time, the word got around, everybody got through on and on over the samples. I must have sent in an order for around 200 pictures. I know I collected close to 70 of my customers' bucks for those pictures, and the photographer took 50 bucks when he collected the order. Oh, no. And then the monkey business started. After more than a month, my customers were wondering out loud when the pictures were going to be delivered. And one morning, while I was washing and polishing up, in come Mrs. Otto Clance.
Mr. Sellers.
Oh, morning, Mrs. Clance.
Any word about the pictures yet, Mr. Sellers?
You know, I was just thinking I'd better check with that studio today.
Don't you think it's about time we were getting those pictures?
Well, it was a kind of a big order, Mrs. Clance.
I'll just wait here, Mr. Sellers, while you go and call that studio and find out what's the matter.
Hmm? Oh, yes. Well, that's a good idea. Excuse me, I'll be right back.
We have 6 pictures coming to us. 3 each of 2 different things.
Well, the studio put me off. Same way they've been doing for 2-3 weeks. They were awful rushed, they said. It's going to be another couple of weeks. So I hung up. Sat there a minute. Hating to have to go back and tell that to Mrs. Clance. Then the minute I started, I could tell it was going to be more than just Mrs. Clance.
Can I
got to thinking the other day that it's almost like the time I got taken in on that wedding album racket when Ed and I got married.
Well, I got a ring, too, until she took the baby.
Oh, yeah?
Look out here,
he comes. When I heard him, I stopped and got a couple of cups of coffee for him. Took it on to the end of the counter where they were sitting. Morning, Mrs. Poteen. You ladies join me in some coffee on the house?
To make up for some more of that studio's delay?
I came to find out about our pictures, Mr. Sellers.
Well, the studio just told me it's going to be another couple of weeks. So I'm sure sorry. I couldn't help hearing you as I was coming out of the phone booth. Something about pictures of the baby, you said, Mrs. Clancy?
Well, we were just comparing notes about some other trouble we had about pictures.
I hear you say got rimmed, Mrs. Clancy?
We both did, Mr. Sellers, in different deals.
Oh, how was that, Mrs. Boutine?
Well, mine was on a wedding album when Ed and I got married last year.
And I, when one of those door-to-door men called on me and told me he was keeping... told me on keeping a photographic record of the baby's development. That's what he called it.
Oh, say, now, that's a shame. How'd they go about selling you on the idea, anyway?
Mr. Sellers, when it's a picture of some big occasion in your life, you... you don't need much of a sales talk. You just naturally want to have pictures of your wedding and your baby.
Well, about this wedding album of yours...
Oh, that photographer showed me the nicest album. Pictures in it were so pretty.
Yeah, I've seen those albums. They are nice.
Yeah, if you ever get it, it's nice. Oh, that photographer told me he'd make up one just like that for me. We were supposed to get 21 pictures and one enlargement for $45. The album to put them in was another 15.
Oh, that's not exactly cheap, Mrs. Boutine.
Well, it's worth that much to have pictures of your wedding, Mr. Sellers. I mean, well, it's worth it if you ever get the pictures.
But didn't you ever see any?
Oh, I saw some proofs, and we picked out our 21 pictures. We paid him about $35 in advance. He wanted the rest of the money, too, but I told him he'd get that when I got my pictures. And do you know, I've never been able to get them to this day.
And he still got your money?
Every penny I paid him.
But can't you do anything about it, Miss Boutine?
Well, how can I? He isn't in the phone book. Doesn't have a studio anymore. I was just a sucker, I guess. That's all.
Well, at least I did get my free picture of the baby.
Yeah, you did better than I did.
Free, huh? $30 worth of free.
A salesman called you said, Miss Clance?
Knocked on my door one day and handed me a card. It was worth $1, he said. Entitled me to a free 8x10 picture of the baby. The photographer would come right to your home. You wouldn't have to bother getting the baby ready for a studio appointment.
That's all right.
Yeah, that part of it's fine. The baby always gets so upset if you're taken into strange surroundings. Well, I agreed to take one of those, what do they call it, one picture every 6 months for 5 years offers, $1 each. The salesman wasn't so insistent the first time. But after that, next time, he explained to me they were in business to make a profit, and it was hardly worth their making the trip out to my house for only $1. It made me feel like, well, like about 2 cents.
Yeah, and so you order a lot of pictures.
$30 worth. I certainly can't keep that up every 6 months.
Oh, it's just another one of those chiseling little rackets.
Of course. For $30, I could have a real good picture of my baby. And what I got was 6 pictures, all dark and funny looking. Why, you can hardly recognize my little Otto.
Oh, gee, Mrs. Clance, that's a shame. It's a dirty gyp, that's what it is.
That reminds me, Mr. Sellers. I came in here to see you about...
Mrs. Clance, before you say another word, let me tell you something. Nobody that had pictures made at that fancy dress party is going to get gypped. I can assure you of that. We ought to have those pictures in for sure in another couple of weeks. I guess my trouble is I'm naturally kind of an easygoing guy. I don't like to think the worst of folks. If I'd only taken a warning from what Mrs. Clance was hinting at, I might have got mad and got the whole thing settled that very day without losing any of my friends and customers. No, of course, I had to go along with that line that photographer fellow was feeding me. And by the time another month was gone and still no pictures delivered, I was beginning to wonder what could be happening lately to some of my regular customers. Didn't seem to be dropping in as regular as they used to. And then one evening, some of the guys started taking some sly little pot shots for my benefit. Here's your coffee, Harry.
Bill?
Say, Harry, got a load of that new tie Ralph's wearing.
Yeah, Bill, pretty fancy number, isn't it? You know, hand-painted ties like that come high.
Oh, what's Ralph care about the high price of ties? He's got so many little sidelines bringing in the dough. What's he care?
Sure, Bill, nice quiet little restaurant, a nice little cut in the picture business, maybe.
How about that, Ralph? How is the picture business lately?
Oh, no, listen.
Oh, fellas, I can tell you about the picture business, Bill.
Huh?
Some of the places in town are raking in the suckers hand over fist. Ever hear about that mystery tune that studio plays on the radio?
That outfit that calls itself the Grand Studios? Listen, my sister...
Yeah? Your sister, too, huh? Now, we were sitting around one evening, we hear this announcement that says, the first 25 people to call a certain number and correctly identify this tune they're playing will get a free $24.50 gift and a free portrait. So, my sister Annie rushes to the phone.
Hello?
This is Annie Ross. I just heard your announcement on the radio, and I know the name of the tune. It's Some Enchanted Evening.
That's correct. What did you say your name was?
Ross, Annie Ross. Am I one of the first 25 people to call? Did I win a prize?
You certainly did, miss. Would you care to call for us at our studio tomorrow? You get a free portrait, too.
Oh, yes, I'd love to come in tomorrow. What time?
About 11 will do. Ask for Miss Claire.
Oh, I'm one of the lucky winners.
So, next day, Annie traipses down to the Grand Studios and goes up to the receptionist and says...
I'm Annie Ross. I won one of your $24.50 prizes and a free portrait on the radio show last night. I'm to ask for Miss Claire.
Have a chair, miss. She'll be right with you.
Thank you.
So Annie waits there 15 minutes or more, and finally a gal comes along and says...
Miss Ross?
Oh, I'm Miss Ross.
Follow me, please.
And so Annie tags along, past a long row of little tiny cubicles about 5x5. And finally they go into one. Then the gal shuts the door and says...
Your name, please?
Ross. Annie Ross.
Age?
21.
Your occupation?
Oh, I'm a student nurse.
I see. No income. Here's your gift, miss. Goodbye.
Oh, thank you. Well, let's see what's inside. Why, only a little card way down there in the bottom. But what about my free portrait, Miss Claire?
That's your gift in the box, miss. Thank you for coming in.
But this is nothing but a card.
You can read what it says later, Miss Ross.
But don't I get my free portrait
you
now?
You have your gift, miss. Now, good morning. We're awfully busy today.
And so when she gets out into the waiting room again, Annie reads what's printed on the card.
5-year portrait pass entitles you to 1 8x10 silvertone portrait absolutely free without any further obligation. Every 6 months for the next 5 years, total of 10 portraits. 10 pictures? Well, why didn't she let me get my first one now? Oh, let's see what's printed on the other side. Bearer, blank, address, blank. Date issued, July 1952. July 1952? Why, that's not till next summer.
Poor Annie. They wouldn't have a thing to do with her when they found out she didn't have any income of her own. The joint will probably be out of business by July.
Yeah, maybe she was lucky at that, Harry. My sister did. And boy, did she get took. Told her she was the sweetheart type. They wanted to make a big oil-color picture of her so they could display it in their window. As sweetheart of the month. Some crumb excuse.
Yeah?
And they talked her into having about $25 worth of pictures made so she'd get this big one free. Fancy, eh?
Plenty. Did she give them the right answer to the mystery tune?
No. They hooked her in a theater lobby. You know, took her name and address. Then in a few days, she gets a postcard in the mail.
And the card says she gets a free picture.
No. It says call some Webster number at her earliest convenience. Sounds urgent, so she calls up. And they tell her she's won a $25 prize. And will she come down to the studio and pick it up?
Oh, I get it. Same come on, different twist.
That's it. And the prize turns out to be one of those same 5-year passes like the one your sister Annie got. All done up in a fancy red and gold box. Only my sister's got a job, so they turn on this picture of the month free oil painting deal. And she bit.
So they got themselves a nice little hunk out of her paycheck,
they
huh?
They sure did.
Picture's any good?
Lousy.
Well, at least when she orders pictures, she did get some pictures, and that's more than a lot of folks around this neighborhood can say. What do you think, Ralph?
Oh, don't you guys know I'd never pull a trick like that on my friends?
You would think somebody you knew wouldn't try to play you for a sucker, wouldn't you, Harry?
Now, listen, fellas. The studio keeps promising all... Fellas, I'm not making anything off these pictures. I only took the orders and passed it on to the studio.
We paid our money to you, didn't we?
Well, yeah, you did pay your money to me, and I paid most of it to the studio when they took that order.
Most of it?
Yeah, $50, and the rest of it's waiting for the studio when they deliver the pictures.
You think they're gonna deliver them, Ralph?
I had enough of this. You guys stay right there. Now, don't go away. I'm going back to the phone right now and find out when.
We'll wait, Ralph.
What number are you calling, please?
Haymarket 10026.
I'm sorry, but that number's been disconnected.
Disconnected? There must be some mistake, operator. Give me information.
One moment, please. Information?
Information. What's the number of the Mayfair Photo Studios on West 26th Street?
I'm sorry, sir. We have no such listing.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes, sir. No such listing. Perhaps they're no longer in business, sir.
Yeah. Thanks. No longer in business, huh? Boy, I might have known the way they kept stalling me. That's what they were building up to. Now, what do I do? Only thing I can do. Gotta give all that money back to my customers. Every penny of it. So I did refund every cent to my friends who ordered pictures from that Chislin studio through me. It cost me more than $50 out of my own pocket. Of course, it's worth a lot more than that to me to have my friends dropping in regular at the Blue Moon again as friends. But I sure learned a lesson from that whole deal, and I'm not going to forget it very soon. But sometimes it makes me feel awful foolish when I realize that some guy could call me up and say,
"Hello, sucker."
Tonight's script was written by Christine Squire and was based on information secured in cooperation with the Better Business Bureau of Chicago. All characters were fictitious, and any resemblance to any person, living or dead, is purely coincidental. Arthur Peterson played Ralph. Other members of the cast were Geraldine Kay, Eloise Kummer, Jack Lester, Alma Platt, and Russ Reed. Hello, Sucker is produced by Judith Waller with direction by John Cowan. Special music was written by Emil Soderstrom and was played by Adele Scott and Jose Bethencourt. Sound by Tom Evans, engineering by Jack Jenkins. This is John Conrad speaking. Next week, Hello Sucker reveals some interesting facts about buying used cars. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.